Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, today we're continuing on in Simin Sadi Aleph, even though we'll have a lot of work in Simin Kuf Hey. It's a little late, so as you can see from the cover sheet, I cut down a little bit from the Mar Mikomos that we'll only get to next time. First of all, as far as the machlokis that we had in terms of using non-kosher plates, and so on. So that was the end of the previous shiur, and we saw that the Ramah is a tremendous, tremendous chiddush. The simple reading of the Ramah is that the only time that one would be allowed to use a non-kosher plate is two tnaim. Let's see the words of the Ramah again inside. In Sadi Aleph Sif Beis, V'dafka dover sheyesh bo lachluchas ktsas, avol dover yovesh mamish. If something is dry, im lo bala hakli rak bitzone, the Ramah has two conditions, as we put on the board last time. So then, and only then, if A, the plate had only absorbed the iser through something cold, that would be kavush, and the heter item that you're eating is entirely dry, in such a case, the Ramah says that it would be mutter. And both the Shach and Taz don't at all understand where the Ramah's chumrah comes from. So I just want to make two points. It's just lahagdol Torah adir. It's not lahalacha, the halacha lamaisa we already went through last time. I just want to make two points in terms of the background of the Ramah. The Shach, Kedarko B'Kodesh, makes the Ramah, loads all the information in one direction. Ad Kedekat, the Ramah almost, some of the Avrichim that were working well on the Sugya, that the Ramah almost chasuchli sounded silly. It's very, very hard to understand where all the Ramah's chumras come from. So I'll just speak Beremiza, because this is more Iyun than it is in terms of Halacha. A, as we alluded to last time, the Ramah is really a confluence of his two terutzim in the Darkei Moshe. We saw, if you take a look, the Darkei Moshe had a stira. And one teretz is that we're talking about that the case that's machmir is the case where it's the iser was absorbed through heat. And the other case was where the iser is not as poignant, it was absorbed through kavush. That's one teretz the Darkei Moshe gave. And the other was that he said that in one instance is talking about Yavish, the other is not Yavish. So basically what the Ramah is doing is he's logically combining his two terusim and Darkei Moshe, which comes out to a massive chumrah. Now that again requires more hesber. Why did the Ramah do that? But that's step number one. Step number two that one needs to add, and this would be miyashiv many of the kashas in the Shach, is first of all, the Ramah himself gives the Shach's teretz. The Shach's teretz between unclean plate versus a clean plate. That we saw, the Shach said, the Meikra Dedina, one could be make on a clean plate. So the Ramah himself in the Torah's Chatas gives the Shach's teretz. And the Shach himself quotes it, but the Shach almost ignores it. So it's a very, very paradoxical. As we've emphasized before, when the Shach is on a mission to develop something, sometimes he won't even show you what the internal logic of the other Shita is. He'll overwhelm you with why he thinks his Shita is correct. But if you look up the Torah Schatas himself, the Torah Schatas quotes that there were those who were machmir. He quotes the Isser v'Heter, and he claims, the Torah Schatz claims it's a Tosos on Daf Kuf Yud Gimel as well. This is the Torah Schatz in Yud Zayin Beis. He said that you have to be Choshesh, Lechatchila Yesh Lizar, Dil Mahava Shuma Bikara. We have to be Choshesh, maybe there's going to be Shuma Bikara. So what the Ramah was doing was the Ramah was building all of his Chumras based on the fact that he didn't believe that the plates were really, really, really going to be clean. So once the Ramah didn't believe that the plates were very clean, so then it makes a lot of sense to have all of these chumras. Either you read like the Taz, that you have two possible aterim, or the simple reading of the Ramah is that you need a confluence of both of these aterims. This is a classic moment where the Shach overwhelms and makes a kaviyachal, the Ramah, seem silly. If you look into the Ramah's sheet, this I highly encourage you when you have time to look up the Torah's Chatas of the Ramah, and you'll see that the Ramah, one could be miyashe the Ramah often. Okay, where Siv Gimel is really a continuation of the previous topic, and of course Siv Dalet is going to take us into the sugya of Tatal Gevar, and we will actually in Siv Gimel go back to something that we missed, that we didn't discuss in Siv Aleph, just some technical details as far as Hadacha is concerned. We have the following chumrah in Shulchan Aruch. Sarech li zoher. One needs to be careful. Shlo yiga basar belechem. That the meat does not touch the bread. Shim yiga bo, asa le'ochlo. that because once it does, then you have to be, then you wouldn't be able to eat the bread im gvina. This, of course, is following as one halacha does from the next in Simin Tzadi Aleph. The first halacha we learned was that there are times that you need to be choshesh, that when the meat touches the cheese, that you need to be mediachit. Once we learned that this halacha, that something that needs hadacha is important, so then we learned if it's not the derech to be mediachit, then it's going to be aser for the two to come in contact with each other. Once we learned that, so then we learned Siv Gimel, Sarach Lizar, Shlo Yiga Basar Belechem. Why? Because if the bus is going to come in contact with the lechem is one of those items that you do normally not mediach, and therefore you're going to have a problem. V'chein Yizar continues the Mechabesh Shlo Yiga Bo Gvina, so you have to be careful with bread when it comes in contact with the meat item. Some of the Talmidim were bothered, what's the difference between this and the gzera of shiure pas? So shiure pas means that anything that was put on the table, we made a gzera even if it didn't come in contact at all. Here we're talking about something that comes in contact with the basar or the gvina. Then we have a chshash that it's going to be used with gvina itself. Now, are you stuck in terms of the lechem? Once the lechem comes in contact with the basar, are you stuck? So here the Shach says, in Sifkat and Dalet, Shach says the following, Shem yiga bo asar la'achlam agvina, below hadacha. He says, that's only if you don't wipe it off. V'chayshinan dilma ishtali va'acha below hadacha. We're afraid that you're going to forget and eat it without hadacha. So basically, the bottom line is that if you eat meat with bread, then you're really supposed to either finish the bread, or you're not supposed to leave it lying around, because it's one of those things that the derech is not to do hadacha, and you might come to eat it with a cheese item. However, says the Shach, you have an eitzah, and that is that you could still do hadacha. Hadacha is also something that's possible. The Pischei Tshuva in Sifkatan Dalet points out that there are some who say no, that the mashmos of the context of the Shulchan Aruch is that you can't even do hadacha altogether. If you take a look, the Pischei Tshuva, about halfway through Sifkat and Dalet, who says, Umashikasav, he quotes Achronim, that particularly the Achron is the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says the mashmos is that this is not one of the items that you do hadacha on. We spoke about previously items that you don't do hadacha on, and it can't. Hadacha can't be done. So the Prima Gadim is not convinced that hadacha would be acceptable. Why is he not convinced that hadacha would be acceptable? Because when does hadacha work? And this is going to propel us back to the beginning of Sif Aleph, just in terms of different levels of hadacha. Hadacha works on an item that's a real solid. So then, like Chesky helped us out with the board, so you could easily be meidiach a whiteboard. To meidiach a whiteboard is very, very easy. Can you imagine if the blackboard was not a solid, but rather for some reason someone was writing on the cloth over here. They were writing on the cloth. So there, to be mediach, of course, would be a lot harder. So what is bread like? Meat is closer to a whiteboard. It's firmer, it's stronger. And therefore, what's on its outside stays on its... It's a little bit more likely to stay on the outside. However, when it comes to bread, it's not so pashut that hadacha works. So the Prima Gadim's objection, quoted by the Pischei Tshuva, revolves around this issue. Is hadacha really shayich when it comes to... It's a question in Metzius, whether we accept the Shach's idea that hadacha would work. Is there lamdus here? There might be lamdus here, but for our purposes, this is enough for right now. And the Pischei Tshuva himself has a nice reconciliation. If you take a look at the Pischei Tshuva, when we call makom towards the end, I start reading for you halfway through. Now it's towards the end. When we call makom nira de belechem yeshchiluk im naga belechem shalem o beparus mitzad chutz b'makom hakasha sagi ba'adacha. So he says it really depends on what area of the bread we're talking about. If we're talking about the crust, so then the crust is firmer. If the crust is firmer, so then hadacha by simply rubbing off the top, even not even rubbing, just what would you elect as the best word to how to translate? Scrape. Maybe brush might be the best word, because we might have to use later on. That to brush that area, that would be enough when it comes to the crust. However, if we're talking about the bread itself, so then it's more of an absorbent, so then hadacha would be more problematic. Just before I take your question, along these lines, if you take a look back, we did not emphasize this when we learned it the first time, but in Sif Aleph, this same question of exactly how one rubs off the other item also comes up in the poskim. Once again, in the Piskei Tshuva, and we didn't mention it previously, so I want to mention that now. We learned in Sif Aleph that basar u'gvina shenagu zeh bazeh mutarim ela shetzarech leidiach makom negidyasin. So again, we have this word to brush the makom negiyasin. You need to brush that area off, and then that's going to be fine. Once you brush that area, that's going to be fine. So the Prima Gadim in Sifkatan Aleph says, wait a second, does it apply to all items? And in all items, is hadacha simply enough? So if you take a look, he quotes the Chavis Das, three lines into Sifkatan Aleph. V'achavis Das and the Prima Gadim will say, Hainu hadacha ba'alma below shifshuf. What we're talking about when we say hadacha just means rub. What was the word you again used, Aryeh?
Brush.
It was only to brush. However, when it comes to, there are items that require more, that require shifshuf, that require scrubbing. Those are items where the isur is less likely to be sitting on the surface. And then in such a case, it's not enough to simply brush, but rather one would need to scrub as well. That's what he says. Aval heter shenoga bi isur shamein. If you have a heter that touches an isur shamein, boi shifshuf. So then in such a case, you're going to need shifshuf as well. We pointed out that it could be the Ramah might be even more machmer in the end of the simon, but here we're talking about the halachos within the mechaber himself, that the mechaber never meant to say this on something that's shamin. So again, here's this point, that even though generally the poskim say hadacha, we have two instances where there's a discussion whether hadacha is going to be enough. A, when it comes to bread, it could be that there's a machlokes in the shach and others, whether hadacha works, because the mechaber doesn't mention anything about hadacha at all. So shach says, yes, hadacha is going to work. Comes along the Prima Gadim, and Prima Gadim says, we never had that in the Shulchan Aruch. There's no makar hadacha works. You're stuck when it comes to bread. Some say, well, it depends on what type of the chomer is. And then there's another issue, and that is in Sif Aleph, again, where we learned hadacha. So then there are times that just simply brushing it is going to be enough. And then there are times that one is going to need shifshuf. That is what the Piskei Tshuva quotes from the Prima Gadim, but the Chavis Das, this is a collector's eye, and the Chavis Das is here more meiko. The Prima Gadim goes on to quote, Acha Chavis Das kosav, didafko duchko disakina vishamnunis, boi shifshuf. That's only when you have both duchko disakina and shamnunis. So you have both the pressure of the knife as well as shamnunis, so then in such a case, then you require shifshuf. And otherwise, according to Chavis Das, hadacha is going to be enough. So these are technicalities, but technicalities that we should point out before we continue on and begin the next very big and important sugya. So that when it comes to bread, there is this open question whether hadacha is going to work. And again, bread has this particular problem that if you're not going to eat it at that particular time, obviously, the mechaber is not asking a sandwich. The mechaber is saying that if you're eating a sandwich with bread, so then in such a case, one should not leave the bread around because that bread has the problem of something that's not going to be used by hadacha and could be used mistakenly in another instance. And then we have another chumrah al-gabov, and that's the chumrah of shirei hapas, which is even a bigger chumrah, where it didn't even come in contact with the bread itself. Yes, Jacob?
Two questions. One,
yes.
What's the practical situation with the sakina after you're ready to touch it, so then you use the sakina afterwards?
No. The case of duchka, the reason why you're not familiar is we haven't really touched on that too much. Duchka de sakina means that there are times where the iser will only penetrate a certain amount, but because you apply pressure from a knife, so then the iser would go deeper inside. So here the Chavis Das says that when do you need shifshuf? When you have a davar shuman with duchka de sakina, when you had some type of isur that was being pressed by a knife against an item, then in such a case, hadacha is not going to be enough. Then you're going to need shifshuf as well.
You have to use the sakina after the initial thing.
The duchka de sakina is the way in which it's applied. So let's say...
With a knife, that's the only way...
That's what duchka de sakina is.
If it was on there, you use a knife for the same situation, presumably. If, let's what say do you, it was on there, you didn't realize you cut the meat at that point, and you used the knife to push the isser that was on the side into the basar, let's say.
Okay. That's the case.
And,
correct.
And based on what we said about Nevinsa with the Shira Dipas,
wouldn't
that make it more similar to the situation here?
Still similar, but different. Rav Nevinsal, the difference is that Rav Nevinsal says that the Chumr of Shiur Depas is above it, because even Rav Nevinsal has a separate category of Shiur Depas, and that is that the moment in which you used a pita, Yosef asked me this question in Seder as well, it's a decent question. The answer is that this sif is when you ate with a pita meat. So then in such a case, then you have to be sure that you finish that area that comes in contact with the bread, that you eat it. Or, according to Shachta du Adacha, the Isser Shiure Pas is, here's the pita, this is the pita, and this much came in contact with the basar. The Halacha Shiure Pas says that all of this is Aser, not only this area. This Halacha has been talking about the actual part that came in contact with the bread. That's the difference between the two. Yisra.
Just to clarify, that it's saying that if you have a piece of bread that touches meat, that if you don't want to finish that bread at this meal, you have to get rid of it or do hadacha.
Correct.
You can't just put it like aside in a place where you know that.
Oh, so if a person puts a hecker and so on, so then that might be enough as well. Yeah, ena chanami. I didn't see poskim that discussed that, but I would imagine that if a person puts a heker there that says that this came in contact with bread, then presumably that would be mutter as well.
I'm still having a hard time understanding why it's different than Shiure Pas. Let's say we said...
Answered it.
No, but let's say we said like we had like a case where a kid touches it during the meal. So we said that bread has to be thrown out, or that bread just can't be eaten in a daily meal then?
The only... Here we're talking about mamish came in contact with meat. Mamish came in contact with meat. Shiure Pas is not something that came in contact with meat. This is talking about this area, and that's something that would require hadafa. Okay, that's different than the Shiure Pas. Yes, Binyamin.
Just lost to clarify, Binyamin is saying that bread is different. He's not saying that. Well, since we made Xeder, since we instituted din, so. Meaning, Atu, you might forget to Hadacha, so even if you did Hadacha, it still wouldn't be enough. Meaning, you wouldn't say, let's say you had Basar, right? So I could have heard the Binyanim saying, well, okay, so we
have
Basar, a cucumber, right? So if the cucumber touches meat, so you can't eat it with cheese, or you can't even leave it around. And even if you were to wipe it off, but we have Xera that you shouldn't eat it with, you still shouldn't eat it with cheese because it came in contact with.
All the Prima Gadim is doing is saying, would Hadacha work by bread? That's what he's discussing.
By bread.
Correct. But I'm so glad you mentioned cucumbers. Why? Because you just reminded me of another area that I would have glossed over in terms of another level of Hadacha. And that is the Pischei Tshuva goes on to say that there's another level. We had Hadacha, we have Shifshuf, and then there's something called Greda. Greda means to literally mamish, to scrape off. Okay? So the Pischei Tshuva seems to say in Sifkat and Dalit that when it comes to the bread, so then in such a case, then it could very well be that even those who disagree with the Shach would agree that Greda is going to be enough. If you're going to scrape off that area of the bread, so then in such a case, that's going to be enough. So it seems, with Aryeh's help, that we have the brushing, we have the scrubbing, and then there's something more where your mom is doing greda. You're from the word Rav Miller pointed out that could be the English word to grate might have some connection to that word greda, and that is that you're grating that area. That's going to be enough. Now this comes up in the poskim. Well, that's how Binyamin reminded me when it comes to cucumbers or soft vegetables and so on and so forth. That it could be hadacha is not going to be enough. Could be shivshuv is not going to be enough. In such a case, then. One would need to do the process of greda. So that's going to be the three different categories over here. In terms of all of the halacha l'maisa examples of this, let's focus only on pas for now, because they're going to come up as time goes on. We're not going to discuss every food item right now. Yes, Yosef?
Is there anything that was added, with this,
as far as I understand, no. As far as I understand, no. Well, in other words, according, you're asking, well, according to my Havana, Shiura, the pass is the bigger Chumrah than this one. The reason why it appears over here is because this is the Halacha of Hadacha. This is the Halacha that when it comes to bread, so then in such a case, it's a Dover She'ein Medichim, you generally not Mediach it. So then you have the problem of having it touch something else. That's why it's being brought up over here. And you could have a case where there was he wasn't sitting at a table at all. So you wouldn't know of the halacha shiur de pas, but you would still be, in other words, that zera doesn't apply, but it's still aser because he used it because it came in contact with basar. In other words, the gzera should just to sharpen it a little more. The gzera shiur de pas is when you have a su'uda, so then the shiur de pas, whatever it is, Rav Nemtzal's definition, Rav Moshe's definition, that's going to be aser. Here, we've got a different thing. Here, what we got is that even if it wasn't as suda, it came in contact with the item of basar, so tzarech lizar, you've got to be careful. Outside of the halachas of suda, you have to be careful because bread is not a davar she-medichin. Since it's not a davar she-medichin, so then in such a case, you got the problem of negia, which is a different rule than the rules of shiurei pas. Okay, let's begin our new sugya. In our booklet, we have the sugya of Tata'a Gvar. This is a very, very important sugya. Unfortunately, everything's here. Okay. So the Gemara in Psachim, of all places, it's in Psachim on Ayin Heima base. The Gemara is talking about halachos of heat when it comes to a carbon Pesach. A carbon Pesach is not allowed to be cooked. And there are halachos about the Karban Pesach touching water and the Karban Pesach touching the walls of a pot. So that's what the Mishnah is discussing over there in Ayin Hay on the Beis. And the Gemara then raises heat in general when it comes to Isur V'Heter. So Gemara says on the bottom of Ayin Hay on the Beis, Itmar, Cham L'Tocham. If you have hot that goes into hot, Rashi explains immediately, Basar Roseach. So then, aser, then it's aser. Here we have another makor for tzonein, l'toch tzonein. We mentioned one from Daf Kuf Yud Gimel previously. Now we have from Psachim on Ayin Vav Amin Aleph, tzonein l'toch tzonein. If you have cold going into cold, divrei kol mutter. Then everybody agrees that it is mutter. Cham l'toch tzonein, v'tzonein l'toch cham. Rav Amar Ilo Gavar Ushmuel Amar Tata Gavar. The Rishonim point out that here we're going to have a halachic irony, and that is we're going to follow the opinion of Shmuel that says Tata Gavar. Some of the Talmidim, the first time you learn this, if you did not learn this in Hilchos Bishul, there's a lot of commonality between Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos, of course, and the Sugya, but the first time you learn it, it's important to just have it drawn out. Exactly what is the Sugya of Tata Gvar basically mean? We're going to go with blue and red, notebooks and play sheets. By the way, Rav Miller taught me many things, and he taught me else something interesting. Do you know where blue and red comes from? Blue and red, he claimed, was actually, you know, no, there's blue being milchiks and red being fleishiks. So he said that comes from some kosher soap that's in their marketing.
Rokeach soap.
There we go. Yeshiva for the. And there was blue and one. That's the makar. Would you have ever have thought? That's amazing. Okay. You have to bring us. We need a show and tell one time. It's hard for me to imagine. Anyhow, I never would have thought that was the makar. I thought that the basar with dam and red and v'chule, but that's it. It's rokeach soap. Okay. Anyhow, when you have the Yashikov, when you have the Rav Miller did not say the name, so it's a added marimakom. So when you have the basar that's going into to chalav. So here we have a machlokis between Rav and Shmuel. If one is hot and the other is cold, okay. So what we're gonna draw out is both instances. We're gonna draw out where the bottom is hot, and we're gonna draw out the inverse of where the bottom is cold. So halacha says, the halacha indicates as follows. Halacha says that when you have basar that is cold, that is falling into hot, so then in such a case, what you're going to have is full-fledged basar b'chalav. You're going to have heat, and that's going to make basar b'chalav, v'chulei alma, because the hotter one is going to be mitgaber. That's what Tatal Gevar says, that the hotter one is going to overcome the colder one, and therefore, at the end of the day, what we're going to have is that on the bottom you're going to have a full process of bishul. Okay, now Rav happens to disagree, but we are brainwashed. I mentioned that there's a halachic irony. Generally, the halach is that we follow Rav by Yisurim, and we follow Shmuel when it comes to Mamonos. By the way, you know how to remember this? Very important. Rav has a resh, it's Isser. Shmuel has a mem, that's Mamon. So we pass him like Shmuel when it comes to Mamonos. I think you heard that from me in Shanavet. We pass him like Shmuel when it comes to Mamonos, and when it comes to Isser, we follow Rav, so don't memorize that when it comes to Tatal Gvar, because it's the exact opposite. The Rishonim point out that there are many Gemaras that they believe, in the end of the day, supports the Sita of Shmuel, so that's Tatal Gvar. What would be, again, assuming Tatal Gvar, if we have the opposite? So if you have something that's cold, and what's on top is going to be hot, so then in such a case, this will not be full Basar B'chalav. This will not be full Basar B'chalav. Why? Because the Gemara uses a term, a very important term, Ademekar Bala. What those words mean are actually, of all places, the Taz himself has a discussion, two fascinating explanations of what Ademekar Bala means. The standard explanation is the explanation of Rashi, and this is the way I always learned, and Rashi says that what happens is that Tatal Gevar says that the cold overcomes the hot, and basically what's going to happen is that the cold is going to dominate. Let's take a look and see that already in our Shulchan Aruch in Sadi Aleph Dalet. Let's take a look. Basar v'chalav roschen. If you have basar and chalav that's hot, shenis arvu yachad, if they're mixed up together, vafilu basar tzonen l'tov chalav roseach, whether we have cold meat falling into hot milk, O cholav tzonein l'toch basar asech, hakol osur mishum de tatal gevar. So that's what we just put on the board. That's this case. Okay? You had cold meat. We didn't put up that the meat was cold. You had cold meat. Everything is going to be osur, full-fledged, basar b'chalav. This is not, the inverse is not going to be basar b'chalav. I'll explain a little bit more Ademekar Bala in a moment. I didn't give the full definition yet of Ademekar Bala. The Mechaber continues, Aval, Cholav Roseach, Shenafal Al Basar Tzone. When you have milk that's hot, that falls onto cold milk, meat, O Basar Roseach, or hot meat, Shenafal Asoch Cholav Tzone, that falls into cold milk, Kolev HaBasar Veshara Basar Mutar. So then, we have a new halacha. Even though, let's get the right items over here. Basar roseach, so this is going to be hot meat. Okay. And this is cold milk. So even though we said there's no basar v'chalav, right? Why? Because of tatal gvar. But nevertheless, there's an in-between position that we paskin like of Rabbeinu Tam. Some Rishonim, based on Gemaras that we can't get involved with right now, say it's not so clear that even though there's no Basar B'chalav over here, that there wasn't any creation of Basar B'chalav at all. And that is that this piece of meat, when it came in contact with the milk, so it's true that the Tatal Gavar, that in this bottom Taruvos there won't be Basar B'chalav, but there will be an area, a klipa, that will become basar b'chalav. At the moment of contact between the meat and the milk is cold, the meat is hot, ultimately, there isn't going to be basar b'chalav of the entire piece of meat, but there is going to be a klipa. And that is what the Mechaber tells us right here. Basar roseach shenafla tochol tzonin, kolef ha-basar. Then in such a case, you need to do klipa, and this is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Kolef ha-basar v'ashar mutar. I mentioned to you that the Taz has two explanations of Ademekar Leibola. We mentioned that Tatal Gevar says that if the lower one is cold, so then in such a case, then there isn't going to be basar b'chalav. However, even though it cools down, Mekar, but as it's cooling down, Rashi learns that that area is still Boleya. In other words, ultimately, at the moment of contact, there is a little bit of Bishul. There is going to be a little bit of Bishul. When do we say Kata Gavar? That's in regards to the whole milk and the whole Basar. But at the moment of contact, Rashi says, Ademekar, while it's cooling down, the meat is cooling down, Bola. So then in such a case, then the meat is going to be Boleya the Yisr. If you take a look at the Tasif, Katan Vav, he says, "Begemara amrinan hatam to ademeker lo bala pirish Rashi." This is Rashi's explanation. Then he quotes, "Ube iser veheter ha'aruch kosev shemachbid alav." The iser veheter learns a different pshat. Very interesting explanation, and that is that the pressure shemachbid alav, the pressure of the item forces the two to combine. In other words, there's a little bit of gravity that's taking place. Okay, you've got this, the meat that's coming down into the cold milk. So it's not the pshat that it takes a while for it to cool down, but rather because there's weight, there's gravity that's connecting the two together, so then in such a case we assume that there is a basic level of taruvos and comes from the word, not mekar in terms of cold, but rather from the word yakar, which means heavy. So in the process of the gravity, so then in such a case, the Mordechai says that there is going to be a requirement of klipa. So that is this halacha that emerges from Ademekar le-Bol. Yes, Binyamin?
Tzonin
b'tzonin, where is Meikar Dedina entirely mutter? Oh, how are they going to answer the gravity? Right. So it's a he's still going to have to agree that it's a gravity with a combination of heat. The question is, what is the definition of Ademekar? The Nafkamina, we might see over time. We're going to see, not today, but after Rosh Hashanah Mir Tzah Hashem, that there are instances where there isn't gravity, and that might be a possible Nafkamina. Yeah?
In the case where it says the meat fell into the milk, talking about cheese, I could understand. If you're talking about milk, why do I call the milk the tatar? It's in it. The meat is also.
So the answer gets back to the basic yesodos of Bishul. Okay? And this is going to, it's very appropriate that you're asking now, because it needs to be the next step anyhow for us to explain. We all know that a kli rishon is mevashel, and a kli sheni is not mevashel, right? There is a massive discussion amongst Rishonim, I make reference to Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, of Klipa. And that is, what happens if the Kli Rishon has Irui? You're pouring from the Kli Rishon. So here, we paskin, and that's what we're going to run with, that Irui is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. That the Irui is not Mevashel entirely, but rather it's only Mevashel the first layer. Okay, we're going to see this in Simen Kuf Hei shortly. So similarly, the same thing that's going on is over here. This piece of hot meat, Mashal Ma Dover Dover, it's not the exact same thing, but this piece of hot meat has exited its home base of heat. It's now coming in contact with something else. So the assumption is that it takes a while for it to cool down, which means that at the initial point of contact, both the basar and the chalav will undergo some process of bishul.
That wasn't my question.
Okay.
When you take a liquid, why am I calling the meat?
No, the answer is the direction. The answer is the direction, that the Tata is on the bottom. Oh, so that's after Rosh Hashanah. We're going to have to discuss what happens if there isn't a top and there isn't a bottom. And that gets involved with Binyamin's Nafkamina. Now we're assuming it's clear that in the Shulchan Aruch that we're talking about is that there's something on the top and that there's something on the bottom. Because we have Latoch, right? That was the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, Latoch. So you're asking a good question. This is only going to explain when you have two items that are contacting each other, one from on top and one from the, and one sitting on the bottom. What's the halacha going to be when they're moving, but they're on the same plane, and you don't have the top and the bottom? So that we're going to get involved with. By the way, I have to be intellectually honest. I am oversimplifying and combining shitos aliba de hilchasa. Okay? If we'd be going through every shita of the Rishonim, then not everything I said would be oska halten. What I'm doing is I'm combining the sugya of tatal gavar with the sugya of irui as it comes out within the poskim, the range of poskim, Shulchan Aruch, Shachtaz, etc., etc. But I do have to be honest that the Rival would be sitting here, he'd be furious with me right now, okay? So I'm going, I'll leave it the Hilchasa. Yeah, Chet. Yes, sure, Dave.
Rashi says, I make up law. That doesn't say Bishu. I don't know.
Oh, very good. Very good, very good. We're going to get there. Yes. Remind me if I don't point out Reb Shlomo Eger. Okay, we have to point out Reb Shlomo Eger in Simon Kuf Hey. We're going to get there, Be'ezer Hashem, shortly. Yeah, Chetsky. Good? Okay. Yeah, Jacob.
If it's a matter of cooling down, if you pull out the meat immediately, according to this,
Oh, very good. So that's a Rabbi Kiva Eger and Simin Kufhe that we're gonna get there. I hope I put it on the outline. It might not be on the outline. Just remind me. So therefore, I might forget to say it. But it's Rabbi Kiva Eger and Kufhe. So just remind me to talk about that issue. Okay. If I don't mention it. Yeah. Okay, so this is Simin Sadiheh in the Mechaber. We're going to have a very fascinating Shitas Ha'aruch, which is going to be very important, Lahalacha. But before we do that, let's now broaden the sugya to Simin Kufhe. Simin Kufhe, we have the other areas of Tato Gavar and Ilo'a Gavar and the cases of Irud. So we're going to do Be'ezer Hashem, Kufhe, Siv Beis, and Gimel. That's all we'll need. And basically, this is going to be, once we do these three Se'ifim in Shulchan Aruch, that's going to be enough. For Ramaz, the Ramaz are spread out throughout Basar B'Cholav and Taruvas. The Ramaz does not discuss the halachos of Irui in one particular place. We'll try to bring them together after Rosh Hashanah, but let's just focus on the way in which it's built in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Mechaber says in Simin Kufhe Siv Beis, Chom Shel Kli Rishon. The heat of a Kli Rishon, Shayatzel, that is Bo, Mevashel V'Oser Kulo. That's Mevashel and Aser's everything. Avol Chom Shel Kli Sheni Eina Mevashel. Oh, very good. Most of us are familiar with this from Hilchos Shabbos. Kli Rishon is Mevashel, Kli Sheni is not Mevashel. V'Yeshomrim. And some say, Shegam Kein Eina Maflit V'Lo Mavliya. Now, what the Mechaber is doing is he's getting involved with a machlokas between the Tur and the Rajba. The Rajba says that even though we know from Hilchos Shabbos and many places, and in Maseches Chulin as well, that Kli Rishon is Mevashel, Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, which means, let's talk about Hilchos Basar B'Cholav, that means the only way you'll be over Bishul Basar B'Cholav is in a Kli Rishon. Of course, a Kli Rishon means the utensil that was on the fire, even though it's no longer on the fire, if it's yatzo ledes bo, so then in such a case, you put basar b'cholav inside, you'll be mevashel. That everybody agrees. What about tam going from basar to cholav? Bishul and tam, argues the Rajba, don't always go together. The Rajba argues that we know that there are times in the sugya of Malicha, as well as the Rajba quotes a Gemara from the Gemara's expression Hilchos Shechita, that the tzavar of the behema has heat to transfer tam. For example, the Gemara discusses what happens if the knife that was used to shech the animal was a non-kosher knife. So it could be that the heat of the tzavar of the behema will be enough. The shechita is pretty hot, right? The blood is hot, the blood is boiling of the behemah. So then in such a case, then that might be enough to transfer the iser from the sakin into the tzavar of the behemah. So therefore, says the Rashba, even though we have a rule that a kli rishon is only mevashel kli sheni zeina mevashel, however, the Rashba argues that it would be maflit and mavliya. What does that mean for our purposes? That means that even though we have a general rule that kli rishon, then in such a case, if you drop something inside, then the tam would be transferred because of the heat. And we thought that kli sheni it wouldn't. Says the Rashba, I got a chumrah. Then a kli sheni, even though it's not mevashel, but it's maflit umavliya. Maflit umavliya means that if you're going to have basar b'chalav together in that kli sheni, so then there would be tam basar b'chalav. Whether that's a din d'oraisa or not, that's a separate issue. But at the end of the day, in terms of the bottom line, rabbi, is it kosher or not? The answer is it's not kosher. So not always could we borrow the rules from Hilchos Shabbos that kli sheni is einam mevashel according to the Rashba. So let's see that in the words of the Shulchan Aruch. V'yesh omrim shegam kein einam maflit v'lo mavliya. V'yesh omrim d'mikol makom maflit mavliya v'oser kedei klipa. Ah, here we go again with this klipa idea. And that is, these are two instances where we have number one, an irui, that we have to be choshesh that the iser is going to permeate klipa, as well as in a klisheni, v'roi lizar b'davar l'chatchila, and the mechaber concludes that one should be choshesh l'chatchila. So therefore, now, don't always think that's always going to be aser in a klisheni. It has to be that the klisheni is yatzaled espo. If the klisheni is not yatzaled espo, then there's nothing to talk about. But when you have a klisheni that's yatzaled espo, then technically in Hilchos Shabbos would not qualify as bishul. Nevertheless, when it comes to basar b'chalav, so then the halacha is that we have to be lechatchila choshesh, avol b'di'eved. But b'di'eved muter below klipa u'ba'adach ba'al masagi. But b'di'eved, all you have to do, let's say we're talking about the meat, all you have to do is rub the meat, and you don't need to be kolef. Kolef would be closest to what we described before as greda. That is to literally grate off. When you have to take off kedei klipa, like in the case that we had over here, that means you have to scrape off that layer of meat in such an instance. So this is another example of heat, it's transfer. The rule of thumb is that kli sheni is not mevashel, that there's no discussion, but at the end of the day, maflit and mavliya, we have to be choshesh lechatchila. There is a chumrah of the Marshal, and the Marshal says that all of this that we're discussing, in the Marshal's quote in the Taz, in Sifkatan Dalid, and Poskim will make reference to this, and this comes up also in Hilchos Shabbos, Mirtzeh Hashem, when you learn Bishul B'Shabbos, this is a Geshmak Marshal to be Mefalpa with, the Mishnah Berurah makes reference to this, and that is, and this is where Bishul and Shabbos gets a little bit complicated, because this Marshal, it all starts with this Taz, in Sifkat and Dalit, and that is that the Marshal was of the opinion that all of this discussion, Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, was only by liquids. But the moment in which you have a solid, so then in such a case, what's the Svara that we say that Kli Sheni is Einam Avashel? The Svara of Kli Sheni Einam Avashel is the Tosis in the third parak of Shabbos tells us that the walls of the Kli are going to cool down the item. But if we're talking about a solid, that makes sense when we're talking about a liquid, because a liquid is very much impacted, argues the Marashal, by its walls. However, if you have a solid, so then in such a case, the walls don't affect the heat of the item as much. So even though we have a rule, lo plug rabbanan, that kli sheni is einam mevashel, period. There's no veering to the right, no veering to the left. That's the rule. Kli sheni is einam mevashel. Nevertheless, there is room for a big chumrah. It's a massive chumrah. And that is the Marashal introduces, and that's what the Taz quotes, both in Yaradeya and the Mishnah Berurah raises also in Hilchos Bishul B'Shabbos as well, that when it comes to a solid, if it's Yad Soled Espo, then you'll have to be Choshish, that it will be Mevashel as well. So that's this Taz in Sifkatan Dalet. Now there is a very important Shach over here in Sifkatan He, where the Shach tells us, discusses this issue of Irui, and he quotes Rabbeinu Tam in Sifkatan Hey. He quotes Rabbeinu Tam. I would say it's about five 8 lines into Sifkat and Hey, Vidas Rabbeinu Tam Sheviu Kol Hanach Poskim. That's why I read the sugya like Rabbeinu Tam. Lasham, the Irui Mevasho Kide Klipa Klamo Kli Rishon. He's of the opinion that Irui is Mevasho like Kide Klipa. And so this is going to be the parallel of Kide Klipa in a Kli Sheni. The Shach quotes this discussion, and he says, we follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, so what do we have Kide Klipa? So we have Kide Klipa, 2 items. Let's make a list over here. We have 2 items. Number one is, we said that a kli sheni, chumra of the mechaber, is klipa, and that everybody the pashas agrees with. That's one. And number two, we have irui as well. So there, you need to take away klipa, even though we have a rule of tatogvar, right? Even though we have this rule of tatogvar, nevertheless, if you're pouring something that's hot onto something that's cold, we're choshesh for the klipa, as we saw as well in Sadi Aleph Dalet. However, this halacha of irui has 2 very important parts, and that is nifsak hakiluach and eino nifsak hakiluach. That means, nifsak hakiluach means that the pour was broken from its original source. Nifsak hakiluach is an instance where, you know, let me dramatize it over here. If I pour straight, that's low nifsak hakiluach. Nifsak hakiluach is that, where the stream doesn't continue. And this is going to come up often when you have spills on a counter and so on and so forth. So then you're going to have an issue of nifsak hakiluach versus eino nifsak hakiluach. So the shach, in summarizing these halachos, in terms of we saw that's mevashel kedei klipa, he says as follows, ubebach, it's about halfway through, simin kufhei sifkat and hey. In my edition, there's a period. Ubebach besimin ze machmir yosef. Dikli sheni maflit umavliya keechad v'oser kula v'hu tamua. V'anan kaimalon. I'm not interested right now in the Bach, I'm more interested in the Shach's conclusion. L'chumra. D'irui dikli rishon mevashel kedei klipa. He said, the Shach says that A, that Iroi is Mevashel Kedei Klipa, V'hilchach le'inyin Shabbos u'basar b'chol v'asar, and for that reason, both for Shabbos and basar b'chol v'asar, V'afilu b'Iroi shenifsak hakiluach, and then the Shach adds, and Iroi shenifsak hakiluach mavliya. So then you also have to be choshesh that it's mavliya. So here, when you have nifsak hakiluach, then we have this term mavliya. You remember we saw that there are times that even though it's not mevashel, but it could be mavliya. Says the Shach that it could be mavliya. However, if it's eino nifsak hakiluach, then it's mamish mevashel. Then it's mamish mevashel. L'maynach gemina. So points out Reb Shlomo Eger that there are 2 massive nafgaminas. Number one is, as the Shach himself alludes to, if you read the Shach's words carefully, that when it comes to nifsak hakiluach, I think I could erase this part, right? Shmuel, right? We got that, right? So says the Shach, when it comes to nifsak hakiluach, let's start with a nifsak hakiluach. On Shabbos, if it's mevashel, so then it's aser. On Shabbos. It's going to be I'm giving it a check that will be considered mevashel on Shabbos. If it's ein on nifsak hakiluach, mavliya is important in Isser v'Heter, but it's not going to be important in Hilchos Shabbos. And I have a geshmak adiyuk. Chaval, Rav Willig The first time I learned, I heard these terms, it's from Rav Willig Shlita. He was in Ramat Beit Shemesh. I would have wanted to run this by him. I have a Gishmak Adiyuk in Hilchos Shabbos. In all of Hilchos Bishul, Mishnah Berurah talks about Iruy a lot. He never mentions Iruy that I found. Iruy Shnifsak HaKiluach. He always speaks about Iruy Sheina Nifsak HaKiluach. Why? Because I think it's connected to the Shach. Even though we're machmir by Irui Shenifsak HaKiluach, that we say that the halacha is that still possible, that's Mavliya from a Kli Rishon. Nevertheless, if you read the Shach carefully, he never says that it reaches the Madrega Bishul. So in all of the Chumras of Irui in the Mishnah Berurah, you will never see a case of an Irui Shenifsak HaKiluach. Why? Because an Irui Shenifsak HaKiluach is already no longer Bishul in Basar B'Chalav. It's only a lower level, which for us, bottom line, Rabbi, is it kosher? The answer is it's not kosher in the case of Isser. But in terms of Bishul, you're not going to have Bishul Basar B'Chalav, and you're not going to have Bishul B'Shabbos. Comes Rabbi Shlomo Eger, and he points out another nafkamina. You on this Shach, by Mavliya, he adds, V'chumra ba'alma midrabanan. Says Rav Shlomo Eger, what's this new idea of Mavliya? What's this new idea of being Mavliya? Irui shenifsak hakiluach? He says Rabbeinu Tam was never talking about that. So Rav Shlomo Eger adds another issue. Is this a chumra or mi'ikr didim? So Rav Shlomo Eger says, of course, that if it's nifsak hakiluach, then it's just chumra. It's not going to be mi'ikr didina. Irui shen nifsak hakiluach. Rabbeinu Tam Paskins is Mavashel Kedei Klipa. It's Mamish Mavashel. So that's going to be another nafkamina between Nifsak HaKiluach and Eino Nifsak HaKiluach. There are a few shachs in Yerodeh, in Basar B'Chalav and Taruvas that have everything. That Kolbo, that you have all the Yesodos. This shach in Kuf Hei Hei has almost all the Yesodos that you need in terms of the halachos of Irui. Reb Shlomo Eger adds one more thing to what the shach was saying. And he says one more nafkamina. He says that another nafkamina is going to be in regards to hana. What's going to be in regards to an isra hana by Basar B'Chalav? Basar B'Chalav and the isra hana. So if you say that we got bishul here, so we all know when there is an isra bishul, so then of course there are three isurim in the Torah, echad isra achil, echad isra hana, echad bishul. So then in such a case there's going to be, if we're talking about ein nifsak hakiluach, then there's going to be an Isra Hana on this item. If, however, we're talking about the Irui Shenifsak HaKiluach, so then there isn't going to be an Isra Hana. We might have to be choshesh for that there's going to be some Havla, but nevertheless, you won't have to be choshesh for more. V'amevin Yavin, I don't want to be mefalpo more, because I want to get to more into the entrenched into Halacha, but Yesh La'ayin, within the Rajba himself, who said that Kli Sheni is Maflitu Mavliya, presumably the same graph that we made about Nifsak HaKiluach and Einan Nifsak HaKiluach would apply to the Rajba as well, but that requires more Iyun. But this is in terms of Irui, Kli Sheni, Nifsak HaKiluach, the basic Klolim, V'Shalom Al Yisrael. This is the basic thing, and Reb Shlomo Eger's Ha'aros and the Shach are extremely, extremely important. In regards to your question, Jacob, the Pischei Tshuva in Ches Star, Pischei Tshuva Ches Star, Pischei Tshuva points out that it doesn't happen immediately when you have Irui. In Ches Star, he says, I am b'sefer Chamude Daniel, shekasav de'eino neser tekef im misalat miyad, elem kein shok tzas. The Chamudei Daniel claims that you have a big heter over here. Now we're getting into halacha l'maisa. So it says the Chamudei Daniel, what happens if we have that case that we had before? You have the challah, the basar falling into chalav. We're going back to tzadi aleph dalet. We're putting together simen kufei with tzadi aleph. So it comes along the Chamudei Daniel and says, what happens if you had an irui? You have the basar that's falling into, let's do a mamish and irui case, not a hard basar, but you have gravy. Gravy falling into milk. So then in such a case, so maybe a person will say, I'll take it out before, right away, at the first moment. Especially if it's not a gravy, where it's a piece of meat itself, so then you could argue that it's going to take a while for the meat to heat up the milk, that the milk should become asur, then in such a case, maybe it takes a while and immediately remove. So that was Jacob's question. So Chamude Daniel says like Jacob, and he said, and he brings a raya that the Gemara speaks about, that at a time in which a tipas challah falls into the basar, the Gemara says that if you shake it up immediately, so then in such a case, then we assume that the milk went throughout, and even if it might have fallen on one piece of meat, we assume that the milk spread throughout. That's going to be a Gemara Kuf Ches that we're going to go through Beis Hashem Mineu Bei the Gemara. But we assume that it was spread throughout. So you see, it doesn't happen at a moment's time. That's the Chamude Daniel. Poskim Jacob, even though that's a nice svar, poskim don't pask in that way. I am biased to the Yad Yehuda. I think that the Yad Yehuda is amazing. So the Yad Yehuda has many rayas where he thinks that it's not muchrach that way. So bottom line, you should know your shita is on the books, that you can immediately pull it out, and then you wouldn't be machmir for Irui being mevashel kedei klipa. You have the Chamude Daniel. I'm not so convinced the Yad Yehuda has rayas as far as that's concerned. I actually, when you asked me, I said mistakenly Rabbi Kiva Eger. I meant it was on this side of the page where Rabbi Kiva Eger normally is, but here it's the Pesachei Tshuva Kohen Chamude Daniel. There are a couple of important Rabbi Kiva Egers we'll get to shortly. I just mixed that up. Yeah? Yeah. What we've done is we've created a parallel between Irui and Davar Yavesh for the sake of simplicity. The example that you have of Davar Yavesh is what you have in Sadi Aleph Dalet, where it's falling in, and the halacha is going to be the same thing in regards to Irui being Mavashal Kadei Klipa.
So Irui means just to move it? When it comes to liquid, it makes
No, let's be precise. Let's use Irui in regards to liquids, right? Okay? And that the case of an Irui would be that you're pouring hot milk, that's Irui, from a Kli Rishon onto cold meat. That would be a classic case of Irui.
So can you have Irui with Davar Yavesh?
And then I gave you another example, which the reason I gave it to you is because that was the Shulchan Aruch's example. In Sadi Aleph Dalet, he had Basar Roseach Shenafal Atal Cholav Tzoneh. And that I'm equating the two because the halacha is the same. The poskim don't use that same word of Irui, but I put the two together. That's why I said that not all Rishonim will be happy with me. Okay? That was what I was referring to when I said not all Rishonim will be happy about my Dimyon. Because the Rishonim will hold that you don't say Irui's Mavashal Kadei Klipa would not be happy with my Dimyon. That's the Pirush Rashi of what I was referring to before. But it's the same thing, that the bottom line, in terms of Allah Kalamaisa, they're both cases of being Kolif, but you're 100% right, that Irui is generally associated with a liquid as opposed to a solid. The reason why I put them together is because I wanted to create as much clarity in the shortest period of time. Okay, so this is the Diyun over here in the Shulchan Aruch Beis. Halacha Lamaisa, so we passing like this Shach. That's halacha lemaisa. We pass like the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach. And what that tells us is that, in general, if you have an Irui, you have to be choshesh, that's mevashel kedei klipa, and klipa would require greda. Same thing that we saw in Sadi Aleph Dalet. And that is, basar oseach shenafal tol cholav, as Ramosha pointed out, it's not exactly the case of Irui, but the halacha is that kolef habasar. Notice, we've not discussed the cholav. We're going to get to the cholav shortly in the Ramah. Continuing on with the basic halachos, Kuf Hei Gimel in Hilchos Taruvos, Nafal Iser Cham L'Tol Cheter Cham, the Kli Rishon, or Afilu Iser Tzoneh Tol Cheter Cham, Hakol Elser D'Tatal Gevar. So here at Mamish, the case that we already discussed, Ad Kedei Kach Yesh L'Falpel, why the Shulchan Aruch repeats himself in Hilchos Taruvos and Hilchos Basar B'Cholav, but at the end of the day, this is the case of Tatal Gevar, where the bottom one is hot, then everything becomes aser. Togvar al elyon umechamo ad shemaflit betachdon ve'ein tzarach lomer the heter tzonot toch iser cham shakol aser. Avo Imo el yon cham v'atachton sonein, eino osa l'kidei klipa, afilu im ha'el yon hacham isur. That's straightforward. It's mamish everything that we put on the board. Everything we saw, we summarized from Tzadi Aleph Dalet, is the Shulchan Aruch as well, in Kuf Hei Gimel, that the same would apply of Tata Gavar, whether it's the basar on top or it's the chalav on top. That's a good question. I don't have time to be masbir. The Rama says, "V'kol zelo mayri ela b'chom kli rishon kigom miyach shemesem eish manicho ma'efer avlam kvar munach b'kli sheni v'achekach miniach heter etzlo o alav eino osa klal de kli sheni eino oser." Okay, so the Rama tells us, and this we're not going to spend time now, but we will get there. If it's already in a kli sheni, so then in such a case, the kli sheni would not be oser. More details of this Rama we'll pick up in Mirtz Hashem further on. Okay, let us see a summary of all of these halachos in the Chachmas Adam. That's the Pesach Achron. So let's take a look and see bottom line. This is it. If you get this down, then many of the cases of hot items falling into another, if we get this down, the Chachmas Adam will have Bezer Hashem a lot. So it says the Chachmas Adam in Klal. It's in our booklet. Let's see. Last page. Klal Nuntes. Din Iri V'Kli Rishon V'Kli Sheni. Kol Heter. Shenesar Al Yidei Yisro Al Yidei Chom. Eino Nesar Elim Kein HaYecham Kol Kash HaYad Seledis Bo. Machmas Chami Maso. So number one. A precondition to all of this is it has to be Yad Seledis Bo. Skip a line. V'chein Amru B'Gemara. Kol Shekreso Sheltinach Nichvas Mimenu. Nikres Yad Seledis Bo. There is a big discussion amongst the poskim exactly what is that temperature. 40 degrees Celsius, a little less than that, a little bit more. Avalim Eina Yad Seledis Bo. Afilu Kli Rishon V'Omen Al Eish. Eina Oser. Mekol Malkom B'Dvar Meichel. Kivan shenoach levloa yesh laach melesa kdei klipa afilu eina omed alesh. Aval avliya mikli lekli eina oser kla. Veniklik relisha kozmat shelesalos po afal pisha eina omed al ha'esh. Beis. I want to focus a little bit more on beis. That's more of our halachos. Hama'ora mikli rishon al machol o al kli mevashel kdei klipa. If you pour from a kli rishon onto a meichel or onto a utensil, it's mevashel kedei klipa. So this we didn't put yet on the board, but it's obvious, and that is, let's say you pour hot milk onto a fleishiga plate, so then in such a case, really the fleishiga plate is not entirely treif, right? If you could find a way to grate the tray, the plate, so then in such a case, it would technically be mutter, and in fact, in the time of Chazal and the Rishonim, when it came to wood plates, they would do that. They would shave down the plate, and that would be enough to make a mutter, because this is irui, and the entire plate is not going to be usar, only kedei klipa. So you could shave it down and be matter a wooden plate. V'lo yosar, afilu irui shenivsa kachiluach, mavliya kedei klipa, and that was what we saw, that it's not mevashel, but it's mavliya kedei klipa, ela she'ena maflu to mavliya bepam achat. So this we're going to discuss in the future, Be'ezras Hashem, and that is that we assume that if you're pouring hot milk onto cold meat, that the meat will be mavliya, the hot milk, and therefore you have to be kolef, the meat, but what's not going to happen is the meat can't at the same time transfer its iser to the milk. Okay? So when it's actually unidirectional, it's not bidirectional. It can't be both maflit and mavliya. But for our purposes, most of the time, what it's going to do is it's going to aser the item that it's falling on. Umikol makom tipa achas kivan shenifsak mimikomo eina roseach kol kach ve'eina oser. But here, Rabosa, you have a very important heter that the Chachmas Adam adds. Chachmas Adam says a splatter. You could be more meiklon. A splatter that even though technically it's an irui, shenifsak hakiluach, nevertheless, he says, kiman shenifsak mekomo ein rosach kolkach. What is the Chachmas Adam doing? He's extending what we saw in the Shach, that we're never machmir that a iruy shenivsak hakiluach is considered bishul. The most is that's machlut umavliyah. So this you should have in your psak pocket, and that is that that even though often people you'll have a shaila of an iruy case, and you would say go lechumra. The Chachmas Adam, who's for many, the Posek Achron, says that it doesn't apply to a splatter. So I gave two examples of water that was falling down, but in a case of where it's mamish a splatter, there's a lot of room in the Chachmas Adam to say that it wouldn't im mashal kidei klipa. Okay. What's that?
Is there a shear for a splatter?
What is the shear for a splatter? Actually, if you'll notice, the second time, I had three attempts on the Irui. The second attempt ended up to be a splatter. So I think that's a splatter. In other words, the moment in which it's no longer something that's coming out as a normal Irui, I think that
it's
that
not
there's
a matter of amount, it's a matter of method.
No, you're right that the Chachmas Adam did say Tipa Achas. You're right that the Chachmas Adam said Tipa Achas. But I think that if it's a small amount, it doesn't have to be Mamisha Tipa. I think even a few Tipas would also qualify. But the point is that this is not something that's coming together as with force from its heat source. Since it's not coming from force from its heat source, so then in such a case, one could be Mekel. Okay. So this Bezer Hashem is the basic construct. Again, you do have the Schumro of the Marashal that people are choshesh for, that there are times even a klisheni would be mevashel by a davar yavesh, but this is the rule of thumb. Now, the last part of Shir today, we're going to discuss the Ramah and the implications of the Ramah coming back to Tzadi Aleph Dalet. Or the second to last part of Shir. The Ramah comments on the Mechaber, who b'makom shehabasar tzarech klipa. Now we got to be as precise as possible over here. Here we're talking, going back to the Ramah and Tzadi Aleph Dalet. We're Bezer Hashem done with for the basics, all the basics that we need from Kufhei. Says the Ramah, and by the way, we as far as I'm concerned from the syllabus, we did. The Sif Beis and Gimel and Kufay, which is very, very helpful. That we've done Bezer Hashem the sugya of Irui Tatogvar. We've done the basics. What we need to fill in Halacha Maisa, that we're going to fit in next time. Today was a little bit more sugya heavy, or more Shulchan Aruch heavy. Mirtz Hashem, next time we'll get into the Halacha Maisa from the poskim. Okay, let's draw out our previous case we had before. Just to repeat our case, we had a case of meat. In the Mechaber and Sadi Dalet Aleph, we had a case of meat that was coming into milk. Okay, just borrow this thing. We have the meat coming into the milk. Now, the meat is going to be Aser, as we drew out last time, because the Klipa is going to be Aser. That's what we saw, as the Mechaber concluded. O Basar Roseach Shenafla Tochol of Tzonein, Kolef HaBasar Rashar Mutar. Now, there's something we forgot about. And that is, well, what's going to be with the chalav? So I've got this whole pot of chalav over here that's come in contact with the basar. Now, kedei klipa should work in both directions. Kedei klipa should say that I got to take a klipa off of the chalav as well. The rest of the chalav is mutter ademeka leibola. Either the shach's explanation, the Mordechai's explanation, or Rashi's explanation. But what about the chalav? So says the Ramah, ubimakom shabasar tzarech klipa imlo kilfuhu ubishlu kach mutter b'dievet. V'hachalav mutter kulo. That's what the Mechaber adds. So here we have two fascinating heterim. Number one, if you weren't kolef the basar, and then you cook the basar, the halacha is that it's mutter. A. B. Hachalav mutter kulo. The chalav is entirely mutter. Which is very interesting. What's the pshat over here? Why is that so? So we're going to discuss today is three different explanations, all Yesodistic explanations that might affect us as time goes on in terms of understanding the halachas, why it is that we have two different heterim over here. Number one, the heter achal of mater kulo that you have from the Rambam, Rabbeinu Chananel and others, as you see in the parentheses, and then the heter of the aruch, that if b'di'evid you cook the meat, so then in such a case it's going to be mutter. So let's start with the shach, like we always like to. So the shach tells us the following heter. Venira, sifkat and ches, about halfway through the shach. Yeah, halfway through the shach, venira. Says the shach, venira, de lo kamar harav. The b'makom shetzrich sarach klipa b'shluah below klipa the mutter b'di'eved el dumia dehacha dechalav mutter umitayma the kasva tosva rosh v'shar poskim the lo shayech beklipa dahainu shu dover hanivla v'klipa nisharva. Says the shach a very important heter. He says, when are we machmir on klipa? He says, that is in an instance, the Tosis and the Rosh say, where there is a clear klipa, when there is an obvious klipa. When it comes to milk, a liquid, there's no klipa. There's no klipa. What's the klipa? There's no clearly identifiable klipa. Ukai gavna, and in this case, im nisbashal abasar below klipa v'nivla b'inyan deni makira to lo shayach b'klipa mitr b'di'evet. Says the shach of brilliant svara. Both of these are mutter for the same reason. In a case of b'di'evet, where you cook the piece of meat, so then you took this piece of meat and you throw it into this vat. Now go find this klipa. It's not barur. It's not clear. Which is the same svara of why the chalav is mutter, says the shach. It's the same svara. And that is the only time you have to be machmer on a klipa is where you have a klipa. If you don't have a klipa, then you can't be machmer on the klipa. Let's see in the Halakha Shach's words again. V'nira delo kamar arav demakum shetzar klipa v'shluah below klipa demutter b'di'evid. Eladum yodahacha, in this case, the chal of mutter, why is the chal of mutter? Mitaim the kotzvah tos of Rosh Hashar Paskin, lo shayach beklipa. Dainu shu dover hanivla vaklipa nisharva. Ukai gavna nispashal abasa below klipa vanivla binyan deni makira lo shayach beklipa mutter b'di'evid. L'maynaf kamina, says the shach, what happens if you do know where the klipa is? On the basar. You know which piece of basar it is. It had this unique identifying feature. So then in such a case, of course, the Ramon never said, im lo kilfu bishul kach mutter b'di'evet, that just you happen to have cooked it b'di'evet. No, it's the same svara of the chalav. The svara is that the klipa is not identifiable. Be'emes, you need to be amel on the shach svara. Because when it comes to a case of the chalav that's not identifiable, it could be that by chalav it's not shayach to have klipa. That by a liquid, it's not shayach to have klipa. It's not the pshat that you can't identify it. There's no such thing as klipa when it comes to liquid. The shach is understanding that when it comes to chalav, you have a klipa that's not an identifiable klipa. And for some reason, when it comes to the halacha of being mevashel kedei klipa, if the klipa is not identifiable, you could be mekel. Memela, by the basar case, once it's cooked with something else, it's not identifiable. Memela, it's also going to be mutter. That's the shach svar.
It's tarugas, that's what I'm saying?
Because it became now became part of a larger taruvos.
You just cooked one piece of meat.
What's that?
You just cooked one piece of meat at that point.
If you just cooked one, then of course it's going to be usser according to the shach. Correct.
Did you use the klipa at that point, or the whole?
The klipa. The klipa would be usser. There's no reason to be machmer more than the klipa itself.
Why?
That piece of meat. If you, the only thing that's usser, the piece
cooked,
of
though.
Oh, you want? Oh, well, it was raw. You had a kid. If you cook and then it transfers. Yeah, ain't a chanami. If there's a reason to believe that the chalav would be mefapeh b'fnim, then there, yeah, ain't a chanami.
Right.
In terms of halach lemaisa, for sure it would be aser. In terms of meikur d'dina, that yesh la'ayin. Halach lemaisa, for sure we would throw it out.
If it was only one piece.
If it was only one piece. Then you cooked it. Yeah. Okay, this is the shach svara of explaining both halachos. Over here. Yes, Binyan.
I'm not sure this is what Yosef asked, and the answer was, why is it not just like, why don't we look at this like a regular tarubis? And if so, I don't know where it is, fine, but if it's bottle, then it's bottle.
Oh, so it's not bottle.
Right.
Yeah, that's what. Ain't a chanami.
Why is everything else there?
No, that's it. That's the Shach Svara. The Shach is saying, it required ain't a chanami, I need your help. The Shach, all of your help. The Shach Svara is that the Shach is redefining what Tosis means when Tosis says, that a chalav doesn't have klipa because it's unidentifiable. So I would have thought that what it means when you say that the chalav is this is a classic brilliant shach. I would have thought that what it means is that it's not identifiable, so therefore you don't have to be so machmir. You can't. What are you going to do? What is klipa when it comes to liquid? That's what I would have thought Tosis means. The shach says that's not what Tosis means. The shach says that what Tosis means is that if there's an unidentifiable klipa, then there's no iser of klipa.
And
probably the svara is along the lines, the whole idea that the only thing that has become usser is klipa. If there's no klipa, then there's nothing that's usser. All right, fight about in the base of medrash. It's a fascinating shach. I need to go on, Chevra. I need to go on. So this is a shach svara. Rabbi Kiva Eger. No, I want you to fight about. Good. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. Different. Rabbi Kiva Eger and Haystar. I don't know how you have broken down. I have a hay and then a hay star. Rabbi Kiva Eger says something else. When we call makom efsher lomar, the dafka be iser basar bechalav deleki sura da raisa de lo have derech bishul da de maker le bala lo have rak pliya. Rabbi Kiva Eger loves playing with the svar of derech bishula. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, brilliant. And we'll develop the nafkamin between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Shach. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, also a brilliant svar. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger that this whole sugya of Irui is never an Isur Doraisa. Somebody raised this before. You'll never have an Isur Doraisa. Because no one will think Irui in Hilcha Shabbos. You pour Rav Miller took it as a davar pashut. They said then to prepare on Yom Tov for Shabbos is you would pour hot water onto a tea. So I was enjoying that right before our sugya because that's Irui Mavashel Kadei Klipa. So Miller said it's of course in Hilchos Shabbos for sure that's going to be in a siddur. That's how we paskin, right? According to many Rishonim, we wouldn't say that, but that's how we paskin. He was talking la'alacha. Oh, that's for sure Aser Min HaTorah. Does it make a difference on Shabbos whether you're mevashel through hot water, through pouring, or whether you're mevashel through fire? No. Bishul is bishul is bishul. At the end of the day, the shaila is, were you mevashel the item? As long as it's normal. If it's not normal, it's mevashel b'chama, then it's not normal. Then it's a p'tur of shalo kedarka. But when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, if it comes to basar b'chalav, it has to be derech bishul. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, that Irui and Ramesh is pointing out and Basar Shenafal L'Toch Chalav, that's not Derech Bishul. Memela, we could be much more Mekel with the Halachos over here. So, you don't have an identifiable Klipa, Mekel, Chalav is Mutter. You cooked with it, Mekel Nadina, it was already not Derech Bishul, it wasn't even Bishul Minatara. You could be Mekel. That's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Hesber. Not an intrinsic svara like the Shach. Like the Shach The Shach is much more ambitious than Rabbi Kiva Eger. The Shach is holding that this halach of klipa is a bazunder adin, and in Hilchas Taruvas it's going to be entirely, using your term, in Hilchas Taruvas it's going to be an entirely separate thing. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, no, it's Derech Bishul. That's going to be Aser, and if it's not Derech Bishul, then in such a case, then there's room to be Mekel. What's the nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Shach? Shari Surim. According to the Shach, this, it doesn't make a difference. If this piece of meat was nevela, falling onto orange juice, or it was basar falling onto challah. According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, this heter that we had, this double heter, mechaber and ramah, is only a case of basar b'challah. Because when it comes to nevela, nevela doesn't make a difference whether it's Derech Bishul or not. There's only one question, and that is, was there heat? And the answer is, there was heat. If there was heat, then it's Aser. Story closed. That's a big nafkamina between Rabbi Kiva Eger and the Shach. The third Mahalach comes from no one less than the Magen Avram. And it's quoted in the Chachmas Adam, in Mem Beis Yud. This is a famous Magen Avram. All three shitas here of these giant achronim, the Magen Avram, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Shach, have profound nafkaminas in many areas of halacha of irui. Comes along the Magen Avram in discussing in Hilchos Chametz when you have a case of irui by chametz, and the Magen Avram says, "Wait a second. Who says that we really, really believe on a level of daraisa that's mevashal kadei klipa? Do we really believe that? The Gemara told us Tatal Gevar. What does Tatal Gevar mean? Tatal Gevar means that this is Heter Gomor. Right? Tatal Gevar says, if this is what's cold and this is what's hot, then this is Heter Gomor. Gives us the Magen Avram a very important Pesach in Kol HaTorah Kula, in Hilchos Pesach, a very important petach for Kol HaTorah Kula, and that is when we're machmir on irui, that it's mevashel kadei klipa, or when we're machmir on dover cham, shenofa l'tol cholam, that's mevashel kadei klipa, that's a chumrah, that's not the pashtus. Because the pashtus is, we follow the shita of Shmuel, tatol gvar. If it's tatol gvar, everything is mutter. Ah, we were machmir. Okay. But the moment in which the klipa is not clear, the moment we got a case of bidyevet, then we could be mekel. According to the Magen Avram, this is a heter in Hilchos Pesach. It's not like Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger is found in Hilchos Basar B'Challav. The Magen Avram is found in Hilchos Pesach. And the Shach is throughout Yerideya. The Shach is in Nafgamin and all of Yerideya. So according to the Magen Avram, claims the Chachmas Adam, there are times that one could be mekel. What we see from this halacha, this is no longer a detail of cham l'toch tzonein, this becomes a yisod in general, when you have kedei klipa, and that where it was, the ilah was gavar. What do we mean again by ilah gavar? That the top was hot, and the bottom one was cold, so then in such a case, when you have the ilah gavar, in case of bidyevet, there's a lot of room to be mekel. Let's see how the Chachmas Adam quotes this in Simen Mem Beis Sif Yud. He quotes the Shach. Let's see how he presents it, because he presents it in a slightly from a slightly different angle. What we had discussed, he gives other couple of examples. Let's rip through Mem Beis Yud. Kol makom shetzarach klipa im lo kilfu bishlu kach gombasar shenesar kidei klipa v'chatchu l'chatichas takos. So he says, what happens if you're stuck? The meat, this is a very important halacha ma'aseh example. What happens if you have the meat? So this meat is aser, but before you ask the shayla, your wife cut it up into small pieces. So now you can't do kadei klipa, because it's been cut up already into small pieces. You don't even know where the klipa is. The kosher can chalav or shar dover lach shenafel israel basal socho shachal vayigam can tarf klipa el shiyev shel kolfo behefse meruba mutter. So behefse meruba you could be mekel. Avo belav achi ein lahatar filu bidyevet. So bidyevet you should know that we're mekel. Vafil achal of asarim ein bo shishim neged shir klipa. However, the Chachmas Adam comes out that lechatchila it's going to be yasser. V'imu be'en shev shakofa af bishakfar bishol habasar tzarech lechlof. Who's that? That's the Taz. Not the Shach. V'meini yedei zeh chatir tzarech klifa batol b'rov. V'chein im bishol v'kder shenesam etchila rak kedei klipa gon shabach bo basal tzidam odvar isk yotzeben v'imkein tzarech shishim negi klipas hakli v'kimon sheklipas hakli omed be'en v'lachein im ein shishim b'tavshil negi klipa osar afal pishiyef shaliklov hatavshil. The first shita says that it's going to be usher if you can't be kolif, and that's going to work with the shach. But kol mistar kibatel aklipa habasav arotev. Everything combines together. Skip the next sentence. You don't need that. V'hamogen Avram kasav. Here's the Mogen Avram. The bechol makom detzarch shlishim neged aklipa rak bedin detatal gavar de einom etz elam itzad chumrasham mutter im iaf shelikul. So according to the majority of poskim, the halacha is that you need to do klipa, and if the klipa is identifiable, and it falls into something else, then the halacha is that it would be oser. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eger will hold. The Magen Avraham says, no. The Magen Avraham says that since this is a chumrah, it's only mitzad a chumrah, it's a mistake. It's Tav Samach Zayin, Sifkat Lam Megillah, not Tav Mem Zayin. Most quote the Magen Avraham in the wrong place. He says, since it's a Chumrah, therefore any case of Bidyeved, Halacha is that's going to be Mekel. So you can't use the Magen Avraham and say you're allowed to make tea on Shabbos, pour hot water on top of tea. That you can't use. But any other case of Bidyeved, then you'd be able to use the Magen Avraham. It would be an interesting nafkamina. Let's say somebody was made tea on Shabbos, Beshogeg, in terms of the Knas. Yesh la'ayim, just the foul pill ba'alma. So that we see that the Magen Avraham says that this chumrah of, with the general rule is tata gavar, and this was an added chumrah that was put on top. So to summarize, we have we have the shita of the shach, who says that since the klipa is unrecognizable, automatically there is no iser on the klipa itself, and that would explain why both the basar is going to be mutter if the basar is cooked with something else, as well as the Chalav, or we have Rabbi Kiva Eger's Mahalach of Derech Bishul Asur Torah, or finally the Magen Avraham's Yisod, that Klipa is only a Din L'chatchila, Bidyeved, there'd be a lot of room to be Mekel, so he says, there are two types of Bidyevids in our cases. One Bidyeved is that you can't find the Klipa, that in a liquid you don't find the Klipa, even though the Chachma Sadam said originally, there are many who are Machmir on the milk, and you need the first Klipa of the milk, the way you would Cheshman it, is that you would need to measure the smallest amount of milk on top of Iser, and then you need 60 times that layer. I mean, we need a physicist to help us out in terms of how you measure liquid. That's not, they didn't teach me this in rabbi school, but however you would measure out that the 60 times a layer, the smallest layer possible, the smallest klipa, the minutest amount, so then in such a case that would constitute enough to be mutter only then. While the opinion of the Magen Avraham is that this is a yisod, that what the Mechaber and the Ramar are reflecting over here is a yisod in terms of the din of klipa in Kol HaTorah Kula, and that is that whenever we say that it's only that the Iur is Mevashel Kedei Klipa, that was a chash bidyeved, but bidyeved one could be mekel in all instances, whether it's Basar B'chalav or Shar Isurim. Yes, Yosef.
The Maisa, is the Chachma Sadam passing the Magen Avraham, or he's passing that she should say in the Hatrik?
Ein Echanami. The Chachma Sadam is adding on the Magen Avraham to be used b'shas hadchak. But the Chachma Sadam l'chatchila doesn't go with the Magen Avraham. He goes with the Shach. Ein Echanami. It's well known. This Magen Avraham is well known, and I figured, kill two birds with one stone to do the Chachma Sadam inside and see it in the Chachma Sadam would be the best place to see it. Yeah, but you're right. The Chachma Sadam doesn't pask in the Chatchil like this Magen Avraham. But this should be in your pocket in terms of psak that you have this Magen Avraham. Yeah.
The Rikida Eger, he says that Yura is not a Derech Bishul.
Mm-hmm.
So even though we said that if the Kiluf did not stop, it's the Vashel, we're saying the Vashel, but it's not Derech Bishul.
Oh, very good. How is Rabbi Kiva Eger going to be Masbir this yisod that says that Iroi is Mavasha. How is he going to be Masbir that Iroi is Mavasha? At the end of the day, that seems to be. So I think the answer is, what Rabbi Akiva Eiger is going to say, is it depends what the bishul is. Is it the bishul of tea on Rosh Hashanah? So then, of course, the derech bishul is to do with derech irui. If, however, we're talking about cham l'toch cholav, so that would not be considered derech bishul. I think that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger would say. And Eina Chanami, the case in Kufhei, that where it is where it's the normal way to be mevasha. That presumably is what he would say. Notice this case was a case of Nafa. This is a case of Nafa. Rav Miller Shlita made that this diuk, that over here it's talking specifically of his Nafa Latoch. That over here we're talking about a case where it didn't fall in because a person was intending to cook. So that would substantiate this idea that it's not derech bishul. It's a little bit of nasata dvarech l'shiurim of what qualifies as bishul and what doesn't qualify as bishul. Okay, Rabbi said, pass around the review questions. This Bli Neder today, I'm not going to forget to do the review. So we'll start with the review. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yamin, I just want to wrap up and then I'll take your question. Please pass around the review questions. Okay, great. So the first page of the review questions is, by the way, Yisrael Rabbi Dickman already got back to me. I sent him an email, he got back to me. I gave him a yashar koach, and he's amazing. He does everything quickly. He writes Sfarim quickly. He's younger than me. Bli Ayin Hara. So the Hamtana, I forgot to do Chazar questions with you. Hamtana is a little bit easier. So that's Simon Pei Test, that's Kufnun Beis and Kufnun Gimel. And Kufnun Dalet, Kufnun Hei is Simon Sadi Alf. So let's do all the review questions that we're up to. And Sadi Alf is a little bit harder than Pei Test. But I would highly encourage you to go over Pei Test. He also has a couple questions. Chal. So Kufnun Dal on the top. Basar Ugvina Shenagu Zebezeh. If you have Basar and Gvina, it's from Sif Aleph, page Kufnun Dal. Basar and Gvina touch each other. Be'ezo ofanim bo'inan adach. In what case do you need to wash it? Be'ezo ofanim bo'inan shifshuf. U'be'ezo ofanim ein tzarech klum. So it's good that we forgot to do it because I only got to the shifshuf today. All right? So let's try to answer. We saw in regards to shifshuf today in the Pischei Tshuva said that according to the Pri Megadim, there's a requirement of shifshuf anytime it's shamein, anytime there's any type of fat over here in the meat. And the Chavis Das said that you would need duchka de sakina. The general case of basar and gvina shenagu bezeh bezeh, the halacha is that they need hadacha. Be'ezo ofanim ein tzarech klum, and when don't you need anything? That we said is, the Shach points out, that it's only if one of them is moist. If both of them are dry, so then in such a case you could eat the basar and gvina without even hadacha altogether. Ma din im iav shalasus hadacha kagon bedover tzalul. What's the halacha if they touch each other, but you can't do hadacha? This is we said you can't do klipa. That's how we ended this year. Now we go back all the way to the beginning of Tzadi Alf. You can't do hadacha also on a dover tzalul. So here miikur dedina it's mutter, a dover tzalul that comes in contact, because there isn't any. If you have mamashos of basar, then that's going to be a problem. But otherwise, the davar atzalul is going to be mutter. In 43, he quotes, Rabbi Dickman, my dear friend, quotes the marshal as being machmir. I don't think one needs that. The whole thing is asr. That since you can't do hadacha, you have to throw out the entire davar atzalul. I don't think one has to be chosh, even though it is the great marshal. Hayim mutter laniach basar kosher chai shiyiga bebasar treifa levelama. So we haven't even discussed this question. This is an interesting one. What about basar kosher chai that touched a treifa? So he says l'dasa rajba muter kiman shebasar chai derech l'dich kon shavash l'osa. So he's getting involved with whether the derech is to wash the meat. So a general assumption is he has a long arichus. The bottom line is that we saw that meat is generally washed. So then in such a case, mi'ikur d'dina, one would be allowed to have them touch each other, because the normal thing is to watch. Ma din laniach basar tzonin bikaret tzonena shel iser. What's the halach in regards to putting cold meat onto a tzonena shel iser? Be'ezo ofen mutter l'kuli alma. In what way is it going to be mutter according to everybody? So the way it will be mutter according to everybody, according to Ramah, is if it's yavesh and the kli was bola me iser. Beiza ofen mutal niyach habasa fi haramal girsa shalanu fi ataz. So we said the Taz has another heter, and the Taz says that either you put something dry, even if it was a bolea with hot, or it was bolea, if it was bolea with hot, then you need to use dry. If it was bolea from cold, then you're allowed to even put moist. Umau shita sashach la'alacha. What's the halacha? The shach shita. The shach shita is that as long as it's bederech harai and not on cheres, the halacha is that's going to be mutter. Basar lach shenoga belechem ha'im mahani hadacha kidei lechol lechem imachalav. Will hadacha work? We saw two opinions in the Pesachei Shuva whether hadacha works from lechem. We saw that today. Basar cham shenafal tol chalav sonein. All right, here we go. You have hot meat that falls into cold milk. Ha'im neser abasar v'ad kama umadin achalav. Okay, so let's see. In regards to the basar, so when we say the basar is asar kidei klipa. What's it then with the chalav? The chalav is mutter, and we have different speculations of why the chalav is going to be mutter. Ha'im ba'inan shishim neged klipas ha'basar, o lo. Ma'udas harama hataz v'hashach. So Amir Tzashem, we're going to pick up with that part next time. We didn't cover all those bases. Amir Tzashem, remind me to come back to that question. Skip to the next question. Chalav cham. Shenishbach mikli rishon beirui shelo nifzak hakiluach. So you have chalav cham that was poured from a kli rishon in an irui shelo nifzak. V'naga bebasar tzonin, and it touched cold meat. Ha'im asar hachalav, is the chalav going to be asar? So here we have the Magen Avram that says that b'dievet everything is going to be mutter. What's that? Yeah, it doesn't matter. Even if shalom nifsak akiluach, the Magen Avraham is going to be mekel. Magen Avraham will be mekel even if shalom nifsak akiluach. Magen Avraham will be mekel. I think so. Let's look back at the Chochmas Sadam. Because the Chochmas Sadam's lashon was that only by tatal gvar. That's where he said the tzar klipa rak bedin tatal gvar. So even if it's shalom nifsak akiluach, the halacha is that one could be mekel. Okay, we'll pick up any other pieces that we haven't touched on about on these questions in Mir Tzeshem next time. Should be a shana tova umesuka. Should be a shnas chaim tova v'shalom. Amen.